Hello and welcome to another episode of Terry McHugh Talking in the House. I'm actually in the house tonight. I'm playing with a new toy. I went and got myself some new microphones. Yes, I've actually invested money in this podcast now. Podcast maybe only 30, 40 be listened to each week, but I've invested money in it. For years I've been sort of trying to do things on the cheap. And just thought, right, fuck it. Because, I've been on about gigging for years and jumping on stages and playing to hundreds of people and thousands. But, I played to 10,000, 15,000 people already this year. And was that translating to bums on seats? Probably not. Was it translating to followers on the internet? Probably not. Because I don't push it. You know, I just run about and do these things and I'm enjoying that part of it. I'm running a bath, though. And I sort of thought to myself, right, and it's time I admitted that in this day and age, I'm not going to be that band that just toured and got and made it. You know, I'm going to have to go down this internet podcasty online video route because that's just the way it is. So this is part of me trying to do that. I thought to myself, if I go out and spend a load of money on microphones, then the audio of this will be a lot better. And maybe people will go, oh, that's worth listening to. And then I thought, if I spend money on that, and I got a camera as well. So I thought, if I spend money on that, spend money on a camera, start doing videos, come up with some sort of internet series that maybe has 4, 5, or 6 episodes, record them all in one go, then release them weekly. So I'm not putting the pressure on myself, this has to be done by this week, this has to be done by that week. Finish the wee studio bar thing that I've built, and just sort of go, right, now's the time, take all that experience you have from being on stage, touring, driving the gigs, doing all that stuff, and just go, right, it's time that I tried building the audience. So this is it, this is me, new mics, new fancy mics. After a week where we finished the tour, we finished in the Ulster Hall last Saturday night, and I went for a few beers in the Lansdowne, which was lovely. And normally I'll take the week off after, but this week I have not done that. I haven't, the week after this year I always take it off, always, every year. Off work, no gigs or nothing. But this year, I have 2 gigs. One on Friday night in the Glen Owen. Excuse me. Now, one Friday night in the Glen Owen, and then one in McCooey's in Uri on Saturday. Now, the Glen Owen's just it's a gig, you know, so I'll hop up, do a few bits and pieces, throw in one or two wee bits of new. But it's more it's a coming off the tour gig, right? So it's like your, you know, what do you call that? What do you call the stuff they give you when you've been on heroin? What do you call that? Anyway, it's like this methadone. I don't know. It's like you've been smoking cigarettes and now you're on the nicotine chewing gum. It's just a wee come down off the tour, just a wee gig in between, get that done down the road. Saturday night is in McCooey's, which is a lovely wee gig in Uri. Only holds about 40, 50 people, but it's a nice wee gig. It's for me to go up and try new material, all new material, and try bits and pieces for the show that I'm going to be doing in the Mac Theatre in Belfast the 28th and 29th of April. Tickets on sale now, by the way, from the Mac website and from the Cathedral Arts Festival website as well. It's called World in a String, and it's about me being a wee champion. Now, why after? Because people said to me when I first started comedy, Terry, you got to do a show about yo-yos, you got to do a yo-yo show. And I always sort of toyed with the idea and scribbled bits and pieces and all for it. But I didn't want to do it until I was a comedian, right? And I keep saying, I reckon it takes 10 years of constant gigging before you can call yourself a comedian. You know, like, you have to, you can't just jump on a stage, do one gig and go, I'm a comedian. It's not how it works, in my mind anyway, right? And maybe that's me being a dick or me being precious about the whole thing. But that's honestly what I think. I genuinely think you have to be doing it about 10 years before you're actually a comedian. And I've done it 11 or 12 years now, and I've done theatres, wee rooms, big rooms, full rooms, empty rooms. I've had gigs cancelled, I've dyed my hole, I've had great gigs, I've had middling gigs. You know, and now I think, you know what, you've got the experience and the skills to do this show justice, because this is, I'm only getting one go at this. I only get one go at this yo-yo show, getting it right. And I didn't want to do it way back when I started, because let's be honest, there's no other comedian in Northern Ireland, probably England, Scotland, Wales, wherever, that has that yo-yo story that I have. So it's a unique sort of thing, and I just want to make sure to do the show justice. So I am going to try some new material, put bits and pieces of the show in there. But I've got a wee bit of a safety net there because we're telling the audience, listen, Terry's got a show coming up. This is him trying out material for it. So even if I walk out with notes, which I won't do, but if I walk, you know, if I've got a sort of, it's a free hit. If it doesn't work, I can go, listen, guys, thanks for listening to me. I got to go and rewrite this. Because we sat and check my bath. Happy days. That water's still hot. Yeah, it is. We'll put a wee bit of cold water into that. By the way, I'm still fully clothed. I haven't got ready to go in the bath yet, in case you wonder. Five minutes I've been blathering. So we've got that on Saturday night, and then on Sunday. On Sunday, you'd think, right, are you going to have a lie-in on Sunday? No. I'm going to get up on Sunday morning, go for a run. Because I've been doing this thing. It's called a Conqueror Challenge. The Conqueror Challenges. They are, you pay 40 quid, right? You can do stuff like where you run, you know, a lap of Yosemite Park, or you run the Ring of Kerry, or walk the Ring of Kerry, or you know, basically you pick a challenge, right? And it's like one of them's Great Wall of China, for example, and it's hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of kilometers, and you put the app on your phone and you set the phone up so that it'll record, you know, your steps or and runs and all that kind of stuff, or cycling, it'll record cycling and stuff. So what I done with mine was I just set it up so the app would only take up, would only recognize runs I've done. So when I go out there run, I hit outdoor run on my watch, and it takes the distance I've done, feeds it into that app, and that app goes, right, you're 5 kilometers closer, 10 kilometers closer to the end of this Conqueror Challenge. But I didn't get one of the real life ones, I got a Lord of the Rings ones, because I'm a bit of a Lord of the Rings nerd. Yeah. My wedding ring's actually a replica of the One Ring of Power from Lord of the Rings. So I got that. And so what, the first, there's five, what do you call it? There's five stages in it. So the first one, oh Jesus Christ, that's going to overflow. Put me on that. Yep, that should be all right. So the first leg of the challenge is running from the Shire, where Frodo Baggins lives. He's the guy that got the ring and had to bring it to Mordor, which is where the evil person lives, and they have to throw the ring into this big fiery pit that's in Mordor. Yeah, when you say it out loud, it sounds really fucking sad. But he goes from the Shire, which is where he lives, to a place called Bree to go to a bar to meet a wizard. Jesus, when you say, right, so he leaves his hobbit hole in the Shire. He goes to Bree to go to a bar called the Prancing Pony to meet a wizard who has already visited and found the ring and went, oh, you need to throw that into the fires of Mount Doom in Mordor. So anyway, getting from the Shire to Bree is apparently 225 kilometers, right? So I've been running it. So every run I go on, I start the thing and it feeds it into this app. So I've got 20 kilometers left to go. And at the end of the 20 kilometers, I get a medal. And in the medal, there's a copy. There's a wee Lord of the Rings ring and stuff. Right, so I'm going to finish that. I've then got to run from Bree to Rivendell. Because what happens is when he goes to meet the wizard isn't there. So he then has to leave there with a man called Strider, who later turns out his real name's Aragorn, and he's like the son of a king or something. He has to go with him to Rivendell, which is where the elves live. And when he gets there, he meets a dwarf and a human and then a couple of elves and stuff. And the wizard's there. And it's like, where were you? Oh, I was running late. But you're a wizard. Yeah, I know, but what are you going to do? Oh, and there's orcs. Try to get them and stuff. And goblins. And demons. So after you, so that's, I think that's 170, the second bit's 170 kilometres. And then you got to go to the Knights of Moira, which is where the dwarfs live, but the dwarfs aren't there anymore. It's about 80 kilometres. And then you get to Mordor, which is like 400 and odd kilometres. You know, at which point I'm going to let it track my daily steps, because there's no way I'm running. I mean, it took me 6 months to do the 200 and something. So on Sunday I'm going to go for a run. And then once I've been for a run on Sunday, I'm going to come home and I'm going to get in the car, me and the wee lad, me and Patrick, and we're going to go to my dad's house and we're going to watch Celtic play Rangers in the League Cup final. And Celtic versus Rangers on a normal weekend I'd be nervy as fuck come about Wednesday, Thursday. I'm recording this on Thursday night. So I'm starting to shit myself about it. And like, on a cup final, it's even worse. Like, the best way I could describe it to you is, it's like, you know that feeling you get when you know you're going to sort of sleep with someone for the first time? And you're like a wee bit nervous about it, and you're not really sure how it's going to go. And if it goes well, it'll be amazing. And if it doesn't go well, it's going to be shit. And if it doesn't go, if it goes well, you'll be like, yeah, for a good couple of weeks. If it doesn't go well, you'll be like, oh, fuck, for a couple of weeks, right? Or even if you want to compare it to, you know, it's like going on a first date with somebody. Or do you want to say, it's like when you finally plucked up the courage to ask out that girl that you know is out of your league. And you're going to go, oh, will you go out with me? And if she says no, the rejection is going to be horrible and you're going to feel it for weeks. Which is, well, you feel like when Rangers beat Celtic. If she says yes, you're like fucking top of the world. And that's what it's like when Rangers beat Celtic. Or Celtic beat Rangers. And if there's a cup involved, it's... Pfft. So yeah, we're going to go up and do that on Sunday. Then I'm going to go home on Sunday night. Back to work Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Because I have a day job. Because not enough of you will come and see me when I'm on tour and stuff. Although, as I say, I've got tickets on sale for World on a String in the Mac Theatre, 20th and 29th of April. Tickets on sale now from the Mac website and the Cathedral Arts Quarter Festival website. And then that Saturday and that Sunday and that Friday night, I don't have to be anywhere. I've no shows, I've no gigs. I can just leave my work, come home, sit on my sofa, watch a good movie and have a couple of beers and just chill. And that's exactly what I'm planning on doing. And it's going to be brilliant. So what I'm going to do is, I've been talking for 12 minutes, I'm going to go have my bath, right? And I'm not going to talk to you when I'm in the bath, because that would just be weird. Like, say you're lying or in your bed, sort of getting ready to doze off, and I'm basically talking to you in the bath, naked. Because, like, you don't get in the bath not naked, let's be honest. So I'm going to record this, I'm going to mute this, or turn. I'm going to stop recording this, go in my bath, come back, and I'll talk some more shit to you. Alright, so I shall talk to you in a bit. Right, this may have had my bath. And, now I need to find clothes for the gig tomorrow, because I gotta go to work tomorrow, and then I'm heading straight from there. I'm heading straight from work to the show, so I got the iron and stuff now. I had to laugh during the tour. Anytime I was on stage, anyone that's seen me will know I wore a black shirt and black jeans and black boots. And then just this tour, I thought to myself, do you know what? Nah, I'm gonna stop that, because this couldn't be arsed wearing a shirt every night. And, it meant you couldn't, it's going to sound ridiculous, but it meant you couldn't leave the house in what you were going to be wearing on stage, because, you know, you'd have to iron the shirt when you got there and all that crap. So I just started wearing like a black jeans still and a t-shirt, and I had to laugh first night. I don't, off the show, gag or something. He says, what happened to the black shirt? I said, Jesus Christ, people are actually paying attention to what I feckin' wear. So I'm just looking for a pair of clean black jeans here. There's bound to be some somewhere. And what I might do actually is I might combine these two. I might do a bit of a record tomorrow in the car on the way to the show. Let me see. Yeah, those jeans are still a bit wet. I'm going to go with that shirt. Red one. Yeah, I'm going to go with that. You could wear blue ripped jeans with it. Now you look half presentable. Right, so there's my clothes for the morning. Just hang out in the radiator for now. That can be ironed later on. So yeah, that's what I'm going to do actually. I'm going to stop this, because instead of walking around my house talking to myself here, I could be downstairs writing for tomorrow. So I'm going to go do that. I'm going to go write a set for tomorrow and do a wee bit of work on the World in a String show. And by the way, keep an eye out for something that I'm going to be doing. I'm not sure if I'm going to do it weekly or if I'm just going to do it all then. Just dump it all in one go and make it binge-worthy. I'm sort of hoping to film a video diary No, that sounds wanky as well. And basically, I want to film something that I can put together, which basically chronicles the build-up to this show that I'm doing. So I filmed a bit the day the tickets went on sale. I've got my kid running about with the camera, so I'm doodling about the house, and he just pops up with the camera when I'm meant to be doing stuff, and I'm not doing that kind of thing. Just so people can see, because you see, a lot of the time when you write a show, and when people say comedian, they go, oh, it must be great being a comedian. You just jump on stage and do 30 minutes work or an hour's work and get paid an absolute fortune for it and blah, blah. I mean, one, we don't get paid a fortune for it. Two, it's not just an hour's work. There is months of work, weeks of work goes into the show, hours of driving, you know. Like, I mean, you see me for half an hour, right? I've driven an hour and a half to get there and an hour and a half home. You know, so there's, what, 3.5 hours? Plus the maybe the half an hour putting the set, actually putting it together, and then the hours and hours and hours that took to write all that. So, you know, it's a lot longer process than just, hi, funny, home. So I wanted maybe, you know, sort of get that on the video and so people can see just the effort that comedians do put into their act. So yeah, I'm going to go for now. I will, next time I talk to you on this episode, I'll be in the car on the way to the Glen Owen in West Belfast to do a headline spot at the Glen Owen Comedy Club. So I'll chat to you then, okay?
All right, let's see how these things behave in the car. Like, to be honest with you, this isn't me recording a podcast anymore. This is me testing my new audio equipment. Fuck me, I have audio equipment. Look at me getting all professional. So I'm on the way home from the Glen Owen. I thought what I would do is this time round, because I've recorded myself going to gigs in the past, and it just basically turns into me talking about how lost I am and things I'm driving past. So I thought I would do it on the way home, where I know where I'm going. And we'll see how that goes. So tonight's gig was lovely. It was lovely. It had a room of about 50-60 people, and it was just a nice wee intimate gig, which I haven't done in a long while, because obviously I've been on the tour, it's threes and fours and fives and thousands. It was fun. It was nice to be back in the bread and butter, you know what I mean? And audience were lovely. There was a guy in the front row at the beginning, the guy emceeing, Luke McGibbon, by the way, who was brilliant. He was fucking brilliant tonight. But there was a guy in the front row who was giving it I'm fucking West Belfast. And I thought, all right, this boy's going to be baller. But you know what? He wasn't. He was sad. He was, you know, he was chirping in and again, but he wasn't doing it in a sort of nasty, dickheady way. And you know what? He's probably the best timed heckler I've ever had in my life. He didn't step on one punchline. He didn't. He heckled at the right moments where you could do something with it, and he was sound as fuck. Adam Lachlan was on. He was brilliant as well. And fuck, there was another guy on with me who was fucking class, and I can't remember his fucking name. It's the first time I met him, and I am shit the names, but I will be fucking sure to get his name in the next episode list that I do. So I'm driving home, and I've been really good. I've been really good, because what I have done is, normally I'll have beer in the house for when I get home from a show, and normally I'll have a pint after the gig. I haven't had a drink, because I'm thinking of going off, not off beer altogether for Lent, because I know I couldn't do that. What I'm thinking of doing is just going off many beers at once. You know what I mean? So instead of having 10 beers, I'll have 2. But me and my mate were talking earlier on about the whole thing, and she was saying, well, maybe just go off beer in the house. So don't drink in the house, but if you're in a bar or a restaurant or a hotel, you can have a beer then. So yeah, I've been good. I was good. I didn't drink, and I was funny. I came away there the night going, you know what? I was funny. I had a good night. The audience enjoyed it. I enjoyed it. The guy that booked me was happy. The other acts all had great nights. And that's a lovely gig. When you walk away and everybody, acts, audience, booker, the whole lot, have had a wonderful night, then you go, you know what? That's what comedy's for. It's about, you know, it's not about impressing the other acts. It's not about being the funniest on the night. It's about everybody going up there and having a laugh and enjoying themselves and having a good set. And I've just had to brake heavily because there's a guy on the fucking motorway doing about 40 mile an hour. The fucking agent. And I don't even think he's a fucking R plate. I go you on, go you round. Jesus fuck. What are you doing? This is the fucking motorway. That's not even an R driver. That guy's fucking pissed. Jesus. Right, that's me. Back with the cruise control. There's a mate of mine says if you are on the motorway, he believes, I don't know, he might be right, I don't know, but he says if you're on the motorway and you have to brake, you've made a mistake. So I don't know. He says you should not have to brake ever on the motorway, and I'm like, fuck, what about that? And then my brother, he's like me, if somebody makes you have to fucking turn off your cruise control, it's like I will see that person for a fortnight. So yeah, that was the gig. That's the podcast. That's me for another week. Recorded over 2-3 nights, possibly. I don't know. You're going to get this regular now because, like I say, I've got equipment now, which makes it easier to do. This section, I don't know what it's going to be like because we're in the car. You could just be hearing car noise and nothing else. We'll find out when I. Do you know what? I can fix it in post. Yeah, I've got audio editing software and all sorts now. I'm one of them guys. I've turned into one of them dicks. But listen, it's thanks for listening. Subscribe and like it and review it and share it and all that fucking love me internet nonsense. I'm Terry McHugh. I'll chat to you in a week. See you later. Bye.